What's the one thing all great teams have in common?
Great coaching.
Try to suck up to me, everyone.
I'm Gordon Bombay, the new hockey coach.
All right, let's go! Line B, come on!
We're Team USA, gathered from all across America. And we're gonna stick together. You know why?
Because we are ducks, and ducks fly together.
It's the Quack Attack Podcast.
Hey, everybody. For God's sake, soft hands. I'm Mike. That's Tommy. That's Kevin. Just kidding. Neither one of them are here. Welcome to the Quack Attack Podcast, the definitive Mighty Ducks podcast. As I mentioned, both the co-hosts are not here. Part of it, I would say, is my fault because I canceled it last time, and then apparently they got busy this week. So who knows? We probably could have got one good one in last weekend. But instead of Tommy and Kevin, we're doing a double trivia round. So I'm just going to handle all the trivia festivities and talk with my internet friends without them. So let's go to the first round right away. This would be the, fifth round, fifth matchup of the first round, I should say. We're actually going a bit out of order. We're going to go 6-11 now, then we're going to go 7-10 after that. So we have the 6-11 matchup here. We have John versus Brian. John, the sixth seed, how are you?
I'm doing very well, Mike. Thanks for having me on.
No problem. John, where are you calling us from?
I'm calling you from rural Manitoba, Canada.
Oh, Canadian. Wow.
Yes.
This is you got the whole country on your back here.
Yeah, and, you know, to be honest, 25 years ago, you know, the Canadian hockey team really led the country down at the Junior Goodwill Games.
Yeah.
So it's my job to try to, you know, get some make amends for that and make my country proud.
Yeah, this is a redemption tour. This is, wow. I don't know if I could handle the pressure, but I'm glad you're here to do so. What are you doing out in Manitoba?
I'm a band teacher.
A band teacher?
Correct.
Okay, I thought you said dance initially, and then I was like, that's not right. So band, okay. How's the band? Like, are we talking like a high school band or like a little kid band? What's the sort of clientele, I guess?
I teach from the grade 6 to 12 level in a rural school. So I've got a few different ensembles at different levels, but I love what I do. It's a lot of fun. The kids are infectious, and I'm proud to report that many of them still know what the Mighty Ducks are, which is good.
Perfect. What's like the go-to band song? Like what's the one that pleases all the people?
Oh my goodness. You know, I would say at the beginner level, certainly, you know, the parents love hearing Hot Cross Buns because it's pretty cool for them to go over a period of say 2 or 3 weeks with their kid having never touched a wind instrument to being able to play a whole song. So while I understand that Hot Cross Buns might not necessarily, you know, be the most played tune on anyone's Spotify playlist, it's one that gets the parents going. They really enjoy it. They get a kick out of it.
Yeah, I can see that. I can see the parents maybe have a little different taste than some of us here. So that's good. That's good. Let's just move on to the number 11 seed, Brian. Brian, thanks for being here. Where are you calling us from?
I'm from Long Island, New York.
Oh, another Long Island. How close are you?
Another one, yep.
How close are you to Merrick, New York?
It's like a 20-minute drive.
20-minute drive, okay. Wow. You could meet Danny in the finals for an all Long Island final. That would be quite the
in person. It would have a literal head to head matchup.
Yeah, quite the year for Long Island here. What is the name of this city in Long Island?
Hicksville.
Hicksville?
People think it's made up, but people think it's made up, but it's all too real.
Is there like? Do you know any history behind Hicksville?
No, the sign in town says it's called the community with time for you, whatever that means.
That's a terrible motto. I don't get it.
Isn't it?
But Hicksville, New York. Interesting. And it's not really like
Hicksville, Ohio also. That makes more sense, but Hicksville, New York is stupid.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. Even if it was like upstate where like there wasn't in the middle of one of the largest cities in the world. All right. I'll accept it. I'll accept it. What are you doing in Hicksville, New York?
I work for a healthcare company in IT.
IT, okay. A lot of responsibility for you. You got to make sure those machines work so people, you know, don't die. Do you ever think about that?
Yeah. No, because I'm usually listening to your podcast when I'm at work. So that's what I'm focused on.
That's not good. Brian, I feel like you may need to focus a little more at work. Like, hey, if you're John and you're teaching band kids, maybe, but I feel like lives are on the line.
No, I'm kidding. If you know what, having something on in the background helps me to focus on what I really have to do. So it's very helpful to have wonderful podcasts like yours available to me.
Okay. Appreciate that. Thanks, Brian. You just warmed my little heart. All right. Before we get going, I'll review the rules. It's been a bit since we've had a trivia contest. We had a week off and then a couple guests and whatnot. So we're going to play a nice game of categories. We're going to go back and forth. I'm going to name a category. They're going to give me things from that category. They each get one pass, and a pass counts as a correct answer. First one to two wins. You got to win two rounds of the category. If we go to five and we're still tied, I'm going to give you guys a tiebreaker, and that's just how we're going to determine it. Other than that, you'll have three-ish questions, all sort of direct traffic here in terms of giving the correct answers and when to go and whatnot. I might be a little slower just because it's me by myself, but I'll try to keep up the pace here. Any questions here before we begin?
I'm good. I can pick up.
Perfect. All right. So, John, you are the sixth seed. You are the higher seed. So we're going to alternate who goes first. So somebody's going to go first the first round, and then the next person is going to go first the second round. Do you want to go first this round or the second round?
I'll go first in the second round.
Okay. It's up to Brian here. Brian, the first category. Characters to appear in all three Mighty Ducks films. So they appeared in all three films. There are seven of them. It can be any character. Brian, take it away with characters to appear in all three films.
Charlie Conway.
Correct. John?
Gordon Bombay.
Correct. Brian?
Averman.
Correct. John?
Connie.
Correct. Brian?
Goldberg.
Goldberg is correct.
Fulton.
Fulton, correct. Back to Brian.
Eugermaine.
That is correct. There's actually one more, so there's actually eight. John, can you get it?
Charlie's mom.
Incorrect. She does not appear in D2 at all. Brian.
Damn.
Brian, just for the just for kicks, can you get this last one?
Wait, do I win the category no matter what?
Yeah, so you have four and John has three right now. So this one's just for kicks.
Okay. I'm blanking, jeez.
It's Adam Banks.
It is Adam Banks. That is correct. Wow.
Damn. God, wow. I dodged a bullet there. I should have known that.
Yeah. So I did not even write down Goldberg, and then you said it, and I was like, oh, yeah, that's 100% right. So we're all dodging bullets here.
Even wouldn't count because you left here in one movie and Dave in the next one. So.
Yeah, so... that was a good guess, though. I mean, she comes back in D3, but D2, just nowhere to be found. We only see Charlie in his room there. All right, so we're going to move on. Was that?
I was going to say, she's mentioned by Jan, but now that you mention it, yeah, she's not in the second one. I've never realized that.
Yeah, Yeah, she's mentioned but not in it. That is correct. So just a recap for the kids. Characters are all to appear in all three films. There were actually 8, not 7. Les Averman, Adam Banks, Gordon Bombay, Charlie Conway, Guy Germain, Greg Goldberg, Connie Moreau, and Fulton Reed. So that is all 8 characters to appear in all 3 films. So we move to category 2 with Brian holding on to the 1-0 lead. Brian wins this. He takes the round and moves on to the second round, where we completely have a new sort of format because I'm running out of categories. So the second category is people shown roped by Dwayne Robertson. Anybody who Dwayne lassoed throughout all 3 films. John, you are up first with people shown roped by Dwayne.
Charlie Conway.
That is correct. Brian?
Olaf Anderson.
That is correct. John?
Pass.
Brian?
Kenny Wu.
Incorrect. So John with the pass takes it there 2-1. So good guess, but yeah, Kenny Wu just avoids the lassoing, at least on screen here. So there were 7 people. Les Averman, Adam Banks, Cole, Charlie Conway, which was said, Julie Gaffney, Olaf Sanderson, which was said, and Fulton Reed. So this is quite the matchup here we got going. And going to the third category, probably one of my favorite categories, actually suggested by Kevin here. So sort of miniature duck call to Kevin. I'm not going to blow the thing, though, because he's not here. So the third category, Brian will start it off here. Brian, we're going hometowns of the Ducks in D2. So this is any hometown mentioned during that locker room scene where they all at the very end all get the jersey and say Ducks Fly Together. But yeah, that emotional scene, they all mention the hometowns. Any hometown mentioned there, Brian, take it away with hometowns of the Ducks in D2.
Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Correct. John?
St. Paul, Minnesota.
Correct. Brian?
Duluth, Minnesota.
Correct. John?
Stillwater, Minnesota.
That is correct. Brian?
South Central Los Angeles.
That is correct. John?
Miami, Florida.
Correct. Brian?
Edina, Minnesota.
Wow, correct. John?
Austin, Texas.
Correct. Back to Brian.
Bangor, Maine.
That is correct. John?
Chicago, Illinois.
That is correct. Brian?
San Francisco, California.
That is correct. So we go to John. There's 2 left.
Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
That is correct. Brian, can you get it? The last one?
There's one more left?
Yeah, there's only 1 more left.
Pass.
Oh, interesting. This is going to be weird because, John, you need it to tie the category here.
Brooklyn Park, Minnesota.
That's correct. Wow. Wow. The first run. The first run of categories we've had here. So we move on to category 4. That was impressive. John, were you taking notes? Like, how did you have those ready?
I memorized them all.
That is impressive. That is the dedication.
I tip my cap to you, my friend. Well done.
Thank you.
That is dedication. All right. Just to run down them again. Austin, Texas, home of Dwayne Robertson. Bangor, Maine, Julie Gaffney. Brooklyn Park, Minnesota, the last one, Les Averman. Chicago, Illinois, Dean Portman. Duluth, Minnesota, Michelle McKay. I thought that one would trick people up, but you guys got that early. Edina, Minnesota, Adam Banks. Miami, Florida, Luis Mendoza. Minneapolis, Minnesota, Gordon Bombay, Charlie Conway, Jesse and Connie Murrow. Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Greg Goldberg. San Francisco, California, Ken Wu. South Central Los Angeles, Russ Tyler. St. Paul, Minnesota, Guy Germain. And Stillwater, Minnesota, Fulton Reed. Impressive. Impressive. All right, so we move on to the fourth category. We're still tied 1-1. John will start this one off again. We are going to, if you've listened to the pod, this is going to be a recurring sort of category here. This is songs on the D2 soundtrack. So we've done D1 and D3, but this is songs on the D2 soundtrack. We just need the name of the song. John, you are up first.
We Are the Champions.
Correct. Brian?
We Will Quack You, or We Will Rock You.
That is correct, John.
Whoop, There It Is.
That is correct, Brian.
Don't you know that everything's on fire?
He sung it. I like it. I'm going to give it to you.
Bonus points.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to give it to you because you actually said the name. Everything's on Fire was the name of the song, too. So we're back to John here.
Anvil Chorus.
Wow. Someone has been studying. Brian.
The Mighty Ducks of America.
Not listed in the actual closing credits. So I'm going to have to say no. So John is going to take this one. 3-2. John, congratulations. Brian, just a valiant effort. You deserve to go on. This was probably the best matchup we had. I'll just run down it here real quick. Anvil Chorus, as John said, I gave it to him despite it being Anvil Chorus from Il Trovatore by Giuseppe Verdi. Doo-Wop Paganini by Suave. Everything's on Fire, Bone Club. Good Stuff, the B-52s. Let's Work Together by Dwight Yoakam.
Oh.
Mr. Big Stuff by Martha Walsh. Olympic Spirit by Vincent Frades, Arden Hoffines, and Randy Thornton. Original Mighty Ducks theme by the David Newman, who is a friend of the pod. Proud to Be Loud, Mark Ferrari. Rock and Roll Part 2 by Gary Glitter. Rock the Pond by John Bisaha. This Too Will Pass by Peter Himmelman. We Are the Champions and We Will Rock You, both said by Queen. Womp, There It Is by Tag Team, and You Ain't Seen Nothing Yet, the Poor Boys. Just a great, great trivia round. I just applaud both of you. John, you are moving on to the second round. Brian, unfortunately, you will have to go back to your family and let them know the bad news, but nothing to hang your head about. So appreciate that. Stay focused on repairing medical equipment and making sure it works so we don't die. And tough to say goodbye to another Long Islander, but we're going to have to. So congratulations to you both, though.
Thank you. That was a very, very good round, John. Well done.
Yes, thank you, Brian. Congrats. Yeah. Very, very worthy competitor.
Man, I was going to study D2 songs too, and I never did it, so it's my fault.
Tripped you up. Tripped you up. All right, so we are going to take a short break, and then we're going to come back with the 7-10 trivia matchup. So we'll see you on the other side.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We are back with our second trivia round of the night, or the day, the morning, I guess, depending on when you are listening. Epic first matchup here. We were talking off the air. Not a lot of confidence from our 7-10 matchup that they are going to be able to match John and Brian's performance, but we will see here. So let's welcome in the number 7 seed, Jeremy. Jeremy, thanks for being here. Where are you calling us from?
Chelmsford, Massachusetts.
Oh, another East Coast guy. Fortunately, East not Coast. From Long Island. So.
No. I hear you guys have been getting a lot of Long Island people.
Yeah, we just had another one. So, I guess we got a big contingent there.
Big following there. You gotta have a convention out there.
I know. Yeah, or a live pod there or something. Who knows?
Yeah.
So wait, what is the name of your town again?
Chelmsford. It's about 40 minutes outside of Boston.
Chelmsford.
Yep.
Interesting. I like it. What do you do out in Chelmsford?
I am a librarian.
Oh, wow. Like a public library or like a school library? Or?
Yeah, public library.
Wow.
In Maynard, about 20 minutes away.
Interesting. So, like, what is the hot book topic? What's the, like, hot sort of topic in the librarian world right now?
The hot topic? I don't know. Ebooks are doing pretty well. Always answering a lot of questions about how to download, ebooks to people's iPads and Kindles and stuff like that. So I work at the reference desk. So, help people find their stuff, help them, print whatever they're looking to print, that sort of thing.
Gotcha. So do you use the Dewey Decimal System?
We do.
Wow.
Still in order. Yeah.
Okay. I never really figured it out when I was 7, so I might need some tips.
I'm still figuring it out.
That's good. Give us a
They're
book recommend.
Give
us a book recommendation here.
Oh, definitely the novelization of D1. That's a good one.
Nice. I'm gonna hopefully.
Although you've already read that one.
Yeah. But I mean, I can read it again. I like that. Yeah. Hopefully the Chelmsford Library has that. Has many in stock.
I'll have to check.
Nice. All right. Let's move on to the number 10 seed. Jeremy's competitor here, Eli. Eli, thanks for being here. Where are you calling us from?
Calling from St. Louis, Missouri.
Oh, another St. Louis, Missouri. Wow. City of champions.
Yeah, City of Champions.
This is a whole St. Louis Boston matchup.
No, I hope that the Blues did.
Yeah, it was a pretty good series, but you guys got us. Well, we still have a lot of other good teams though.
Yeah, too many, by the way. All right, Eli, congratulations on the Blues, first of all. Just a wonderful accomplishment. You should cherish that as your own accomplishment. What do you do in St. Louis?
Yep, so I'm in the IT staffing industry.
What does that mean?
So I help people in IT get jobs.
Oh, okay. Nice.
So the majority of work is contract work, and an example would just be like, it takes a lot of people to create an app, not a lot of people to maintain an app.
Mm.
So, there's just a lot of contracts. And when people roll off contracts, helping them get new contracts, stuff like that. So,
what sort of industry or company is the biggest IT hirer right now?
I don't know about IT specific, but Aerotech is one of the largest staffing firms, and they do work in IT, but don't limit themselves to that.
Okay. So you send a lot of people to Aerotech.
Sorry, that's a competitor of mine.
Oh, no. No. Okay. We're going to have to bleep their name out of the pod. We can't give them free advertising.
That's right. No free ads.
Okay. But the IT staffing industry is doing well at this point. I imagine it would be.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's a great industry to be in. So, I'm on the wrong side of it, honestly.
Okay. Well, maybe you can get on the right side of this matchup here. That was one of my better segues.
I love it.
Yeah. So We already explained the rules on the air. I explained it to them off the air. But before we get going, any questions here before we get going, Jeremy or Eli?
Think I'm good.
No, I think I'm good.
Perfect, perfect. All right, Jeremy, you are the higher seed. So you have the choice here. You can either go first in this first round or first in the second round. We're just going to alternate once we get going here.
I'll go first in this round.
All right, first in this round, first of possibly five, as little as two. This is D2 shootout shooters that we can see, both sides. So anybody who took a shot in the D2 shootout, Iceland or USA, is eligible here. So take it away here, Jeremy. D2 shootout shooters that we can see.
Okay. Adam Banks.
Correct. Eli?
Gunnar Stahl.
That is correct. Back to Jeremy.
Guy Germain.
Correct. Eli?
Dwayne Robertson.
Correct. Back to Jeremy.
Russ Tyler.
Incorrect. So we're even now. So Eli, you have a shot here.
I'll just use my pass and take the victory.
Oh, good strategy.
Ooh.
Wow, I like it. So Eli's up 1-0 on Jeremy here. That's a interesting move.
Well,
I feel like was not utilized enough. I like it. Great work, Eli. Jeremy, you got to fight to survive here. So these are the D2 shooters that we can see. There's one Iceland person that you can't see. You just see like his skates and then his shot. He does not score. Now, I don't remember. He might score, actually. These are the ones we can see, though. Amsalik from Iceland. Adam Banks, which was said. Guy Germain, which was said. Jesse Hall. Fulton Reed. Dwayne Robertson, which was said. Olaf Sanderson from Iceland. Gunnar Stahl from Iceland, which was said. And Uber Havik from Iceland. Not said, but still my favorite.
Don't know how I didn't get Uber Havik.
Yeah, exactly. We talk about him enough on the pod. He's my favorite player. All right, so we're going to go to the second round. Eli's going to start it off with the chance to lock it up early here. These are the Mighty Ducks players who are not shown scoring. So these players are players on the Mighty Ducks. They are not shown scoring in any of the three films. So there are five of them. Eli, take it away with Mighty Ducks players who are not shown scoring.
Joy the Cat.
Correct. Jeremy?
Goldberg.
Incorrect. He actually scores the winner in D3.
Oh, my God, no! Oh, I totally forgot about it in D3. Yeah, when he shoots the puck, and yeah.
Wow.
That was the game winner, too.
Yeah, that was the game winner. Well, Eli.
Yep. I was just blanking and thinking of goalies.
Yeah. Yeah, it's understandable.
Bummer.
Understandable.
Yep.
Really pull the Boston Bruins there. Eli.
Yeah.
I hope they take it to seven.
No, I know.
Wow. Wow. This is a great pod moment. Just a terrible moment for you, Jeremy. But,
yeah.
But, hey.
Boston teams can't win them all, I guess.
Exactly. Exactly. So.
Yeah, we're 0-2. We're 0 for 2 for the last two.
Yeah, so congratulations, Eli. You are moving on to the second round where we will change up the entire format. So look out for that. Jeremy, unfortunately, you have to hang your head in shame as you go back to the Chelms. Is it the Chelmsford Library or is there a different library?
Maynard, nearby.
Maynard Library, okay. Duck call to them. Duck call to them. I don't have the... Oh, actually, I do have the duck call near me, but you'll have to go back there. But, hey.
Yep.
At least you can learn from this and move on. And
absolutely. Yeah. Hey, Eli, good luck, man. Good luck with the rest of the round there.
Hey, I appreciate it. Thanks.
All right. For us, thequackattack.com. Go there, contact us at quackattackpod on Twitter, facebook.com/quackattackpod. Go to iTunes, give us 5 stars. Tell us how you would feel if you pulled the Jeremy there. Go to the shop, get your gear, and remember, ducks fly together.
Quick!